101 WIXX, Green Bay's Packers Radio Network radio station.
It's time for Talkin' Football.
Breaking down the Packers game with Murphy, Katie, and Nick.
And the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee.
Aaron Jones, a lone setback. Packers short yarded situations. They have not been real successful in these cases. Devontae in motion to the right. Give Aaron Jones. Burrows his way up the middle to the goal line. And do we get an indication for touchdown yet? Oh, my goodness. Remember, a week ago against Atlanta, the Packers had a goal line situation where they could not muscle the ball in. And now we get the indication for touchdown. Well, that was anticlimactic.
Good morning, Mr. Larrabee.
Good morning. It was one of those days, wasn't it?
Wasn't
it? Yeah, it sure was. I felt so
even
badly.
The touchdown was, the one touchdown they got was just like, wow. It took you that long to figure that out.
I felt so badly for you on the call, Wayne, because it seemed like he was in, and you could tell in your voice, like, you want, like, yeah, I mean, the whole pile ended up in the end zone, so he's got to be in, right? It was so bizarre.
I don't know how they didn't call
it. Then when you looked at the replay, you saw how he barely got in.
Right.
Short yardage has been a problem for this offensive line in terms of moving people off the ball and making those, fourth and ones or third and one, that kind of situation. That's been a little bit of a problem this season. But they got that one in, and that was good.
You didn't really have an inkling of how that game was going to go at the start. I mean, it looked like first quarter-wise, we got this thing under control. And then all of a sudden...
Murph, the thing about the first couple of drives, and Aaron mentioned it after the game, they made a couple of plays on third downs or off-schedule type plays where they were able to pick up a couple of first downs and keep the chains moving. That was fine. I thought, Tampa's defense in the first two drives of the game was struggling to... let me put it this way. The eye discipline wasn't there. They were watching all the eye candy, all the pre-snap movement, all the people moving around and action one way and running the other way and that kind of thing. And I think it took them two series to adjust to that. And then the third series, I noticed the first couple of plays of the third series, they were a little bit different out there. And I mentioned that on the air. They adjusted to it. They decided, okay, we're not going to pay attention to this. We're going to pay attention to that. And that was the thing to pay attention to. And they were able to get it done. And then the interception happened and back-to-back interceptions on back-to-back drives. And all of a sudden, 13-0, became, or 10-0 became a 14-10 lead for Tampa Bay. And the game was changed.
They've got some linebackers on that team, Wayne, that can make your life miserable. Holy cow, Devin White.
Nick, I hope I said this last week on this show. I know I said it on a number of shows. If you want to know what inside linebackers are today, in today's NFL, and I talked to A.J. Hawk Saturday night about this and how the position has changed. Those two guys in Tampa are prototypical. The two guys in San Francisco, prototypical inside linebackers. You're big enough to stand up in the hole against the run or set the edge if you need to, and you're fast enough to cover sideline to sideline against the run or cover backs and tight ends. And that's what it's all about. And those two guys are better than any inside linebackers. And I've been in Green Bay now 22 years. Better than any inside linebackers I've seen in Green Bay. Those two guys, Levante David and Devin White, are better than any inside linebackers I've seen in Green Bay in 22 years, with the exception of the year they moved Clay Matthews in 2014 inside. And that solidified the Green Bay defense when they did that.
Yep.
They had a quality person inside playing that position. And that was the last time Green Bay had a Super Bowl caliber team, period.
Why is inside linebacker not a priority for this team? And like you said, it's been that long. Why do they not address it?
Yeah, and I think that's changing over the course of the league. But the league, 10 years ago, didn't value inside linebackers the way that they, do today. But the game has changed because you're getting teams that are not only spreading the field with wide receivers, but they're running out of those spread formations. And so you've got more space to cover, and you need inside linebackers who can cover that space.
We talked a little bit, Wayne, at the open of our show today, that it just has a different feel to it, though. There was last season when you played San Francisco in the regular season and got walloped, and then you had them in the postseason and you thought, I just don't think we're nearly as good as this team. This just had a different feel to it where I think it was just a bad game. I don't know that we're not as good as Tampa Bay. I don't know that we are not capable of playing with them and having a better game another time. This whole thing just kind of stunk after the first quarter.
Yeah, I think I can see your point, Nick, very much so. But, you know, the concerning thing continues to be, and we've talked about this for a number of years now, the concerning thing is this. Your offense is going to have a day like that, okay? Aaron's going to have a day like that at the office. Everybody does. But on those days, that's when your defense, that's when you really find out what kind of defense you have, because that defense has got to keep you in the game. If you go back to the last Super Bowl champion in Green Bay, 2010, and I realize I'm dating myself here, but the Packers never trailed in a game, never trailed in a game by more than 7 points. A remarkable statistic that just has gotten lost in history. But that Packers defense was able to keep them in games when the offense sputtered, when the offense couldn't get it done. And in fact, that defense won games down the stretch that meant Super Bowls. So, you know, your offense can't bring it every day. It just doesn't. It doesn't happen that way. But when it doesn't, when it has a bad day, that's when your defense has to step up and you find out a lot about what you have defensively.
720 WIXX. We're talking football with Wayne Larrivee. Quick time out. More Wayne coming up on IXX.
Back to talking football with Wayne Larrivee
on the Murphy in the Morning Show
on WIXX.
Jamal Williams to his right. Snap to Rodgers. Looks downfield. Throws left side. It's intercepted. Down the right sideline to the end zone for a touchdown. Jamel Dean stepping in front of Devontae Adams. The first turnover of the season for the Packers is a pick six for Tampa Bay.
Well, you know, the good news on that is that guy got over 20 miles an hour on that return.
Did you see that? That's right.
Did he?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And the stat, yeah.
Yeah, he ran. He was over 20 miles an hour on that return. So that was cool.
You know, where was next gen stats when we were a kid?
Huh? Right?
I don't know if I would have wanted that stat.
How fast did Herb Adderley run on an interception?
Good call.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, as long as we're talking stats, Wayne, on the positive side, I mean, still haven't lost a fumble. 100% in the red zone yesterday. Really nice day of punting
and what
for
was
J.K.
that?
Scott.
Are we the only team left in the league who has scored on every open drive?
Yeah.
Yes, look at that.
The game only lasted like 3 hours and five minutes. There's a lot of positives coming out of yesterday.
And when you put Boyle in, we were able to get our family walk out of the way earlier.
you know, listening to you guys, I'm already starting to feel better.
Right?
So much positive coming out of this. If we could play a three-hour game every week, it'd be a dream.
Did Boyle attempt to pass?
No.
See, why put the guy in and not let him play quarterback? Why put your second guy in and just let him hand off? Let him do some stuff. You know, at that point, what matter? Just let him get some experience.
I think they all just wanted to get home.
You think that's what it is? Maybe, I guess.
The more running plays we get, the quicker we get to the
Were you anxious to get home after that one, Wayne?
Well, you know, we were broadcasting, obviously, from, you know, up in Green Bay, but, you know, that was one of those games. You got into the second half, really the early fourth quarter, and you sat there and said to yourself, wow, this can't get over fast enough for the Packers. And then the injury started hitting, you know. Bakhtiari goes down, wow. And, you know, those are things that happen late. And Aaron took a big shot, I thought, in the fourth quarter at one point, and you worry about that aspect of it. You hate to lose anybody in a game like that, but injuries happen. Darnell Savage went out with a quad injury. Hopefully he'll be okay and come back next week. But, you know, those injuries are going to, you know, be worth watching as the week goes along.
You know, this is two blowouts in a year after the bye week. We're used to a little bit better success than that after bye weeks. Is that a little concerning or no?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know what to make of it, Murph, in terms of, you know, is it a trend or whatever? And bye weeks don't happen that often, thank goodness for the
for
way
us.
Things have gone for the Packers lately after bye weeks. But, you know, both LaFleur and Rodgers mentioned that last week was not a good week of practice. I only saw the Friday practice where they basically run through the game plan, and you get a good look at who's going to play and who's not, that type of thing. I didn't see the full week of practice, and they both mentioned that they didn't feel like it was up to snuff. And so I, you know, hopefully this is a wake up call, and they put forth obviously a much better effort down in Houston.
Why would you admit to a bad week of practice? I just feel like that's bad form. Like, don't show your cards. Like, but that's just
well, they did after the game, Katie, so they really didn't show the cards when the hand was being played.
One could surmise it was a bad week of practice after watching the game.
Yes. Yeah. But you know what, though? You, like, we can't be panicking. I felt like we were due. So whatever, if we do it this way.
Are you calling Matt and Aaron Captain Obvious here or something? Yeah. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. How'd you guys feel practice went? Well, it didn't go real good.
let's
you
be
know
honest.
What's funny, though, about practice and all this other stuff? I don't know. If I had a quarter for every time a coach has told me, oh, we had a great week of practice, and then they come out and play the game and get hammered.
Yeah.
I don't know if practice week, I don't know. Well, I mean, I don't know what to make of it, but when it goes bad and you had a bad week of practice leading into the game, the coaches and players take note of that.
Well, and if the game would have gone the way that it started out, we had a bad week of practice, but we killed a man. Like,
right. Bad week of practice would have never been
that
mentioned.
That would have never been mentioned.
Nope. Won that game.
You would have never heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I'm not being critical of anyone whatsoever, but it's just strange how practice weeks with football teams, sometimes they lead to what you see on Sunday, and a lot of times it seems like they don't.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of like the pregame shoot-around for the team. Like, boy, the guy's hitting threes like you can't. He's hot today. Is he? Keep feeding him the ball. And then he goes, you know, 2 for 12 from the field. And you're like, ah, he had a great shoot-around.
So up next, what it was, Houston's up next, right, Wayne?
Yeah, and they've struggled this year. But, you know, they played a killer schedule early on. Lost them all. Kansas City, Baltimore was on that schedule. And I believe Pittsburgh was as well. And they lost them all and then got the coach fired, Bill O'Brien, who probably, well, he was coach and general manager. So Cornell, the old steady hand, is there once again, and he's picking up the pieces. They won their first game under Romeo and lost yesterday, and now they get ready for the Packers. So, I mean, they're on the road, however, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this week goes and how the Packers prepare it. The other thing is, you know, will they have David Bakhtiari back? Because that's a huge, huge injury. Larry McCarron said on the broadcast that, you know, an injury to Bakhtiari is second only to an injury to Aaron Rodgers on this team.
It's huge, absolutely. Well, listen, Wayner, have a good week.